Min reish halacha gimel. V'yom shein shol yantiv on the second day of yantiv afil shol Rosh Hashanah, even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And afshal lasis b'lish shu al yidei akum devarim haniskarim le'el. If it's possible to tend without involving additional delay through the service of goyim to do things mentioned above in the earlier sif. Yasa the akum, which they should be done through an akum. Ashar devarim yasa yisrael and kumash yisbar le'el. And yidin should tend to the other aspects of the burial as detailed above. Yechon latari, nevertheless, unlike the first day, on the second day they may perform the actual tahara. Aydei begadim v'sedinim, even with cloths and sheets. Rakshi zar shlo yasa schita b'idayim, but they should be careful not to directly squeeze out the water. V'miyav shal yidei akum, but if they cannot have these activities performed by goyim, yisasku v'yisro l'chol masha tzarech, yidin are allowed to tend to all the necessities. Kedarkim l'chol, like they would on a weekday. Kiyantar shenin l'gabi meis k'chol shav yidarbonon, because regarding a mace, Racham set the status of the second day of Yantav like a weekday. Nevertheless, if there's someone in that place who had prepared shrouds for himself, they should take those ready shrouds, so they should not be required to sew new ones on the second day of Yantav. However, the fact that it's mutter for Yidden to tend to the mace on the second day of Yantav, Dafka kasher writes in the Kavri Bayayim is only when they wish to bury the body on that day. Of the main writes in the Kavri Bayayim, in Eisim Hashem Davar, if they don't plan on it, then they're not allowed to do anything to prepare for the burial. Afil betiltu asr, and in that case, even moving the body is asr. Halacha dalet. Had the shaviu rabbanan yantav shen l'gavi gmeis kachol, the halacha that the This halacha that the Chacham set the status of the second day of Yantav like a weekday regarding a mace, Zemnei Kvodesh HaMace is because of Kavan HaMace. Lo Yimutal B'Zayin, that he should not lie in a disgraceful state. Alasa Shah Davar Asar, but to perform any other activity prohibited on Yantav, even if it's related to the burials, Asar. L'chein, therefore, Asa looks at Zimbal. Chanos, it's Asar to set a price with the shopkeeper. The may hapishin shaloichel and tachrichim for the cost of linen that they purchase for the tachrichim. Unless it's impossible to purchase it in another manner, such as if they're buying it from a guy. Similarly, the yidden who performed the burial are not allowed to accept payment for the burial performed in the yantav. Because getting wages for malacha done on Shabbos yantav is aser. If they don't want to do it for free, you know, one may give them their wages, and they will need to give a reckoning in the future after they die. And similarly, the Anshei Chevra Kedisha, the burial society, may not accept money for the burial plot on yantav. Rak mashkanos, they may only take collateral belief katzitzas dam without setting a price. It's also to stipulate the collateral is being given as security for the price of the burial plot, rather the collateral is taken without any stipulation at all, and after yantav they chesben up. Halacha, hey, im ein be'ir kivros yisrael, there's no Jewish cemetery in the city of the mace, af b'pish yichon likur sham zeh ha-mace, even though there is some other place available in the city where he died, and they are able to bury this mace there, kamaka mutter la'licha li'achar, since mutter to bring him to another city, Yantav Rishon Ayidei Akum, on the first day Yantav through a guy, Yantav Shenin Gam Ayidei Yisrael, the cover of Kibbutz Yisrael, in order to bury him in a Jewish cemetery, Avim Lake Ruha Yom, however, if they did not bury the body on that day, also Yisrael Lailicha Yantav, it's also for a Yid to transport the body on Yantav, the cover of Ach Yantav, in order to bury it after Yantav.